Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. Jim Manton is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's our guest and our good friend. Jim is a coach. He's a professional coach. He coaches CEOs, executives, people who are trying to make something of themselves. Maybe they're in a transition, which is something he's very good at. He's the author of the book, The Secret of Transitions. He has been a corporate executive. He's also been a soldier, and he's made a few transitions in his own life, and he's learned something about that. Now he's helping other people make those transitions themselves, and he's here to talk to us about our transitions. Jim Manton, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Jim, I have reinvented myself a few times in my life. I hope I don't have to do that again, but if I have to, I know how. And I'll call on what I've done in the past. But there are a lot of people out there right now, Jim, who are dealing with transitions either by their own design or it's been imposed by other circumstances, like the recession right now. A lot of people are in transition right now, aren't they?
Yes, they really are, and as you said, for so many different reasons, they either have been transitioned by no choice of their own, or that they're sensing that there's a transition about to happen, and they're looking deeply.
You know, if we could, I hate to say this because it's negative, but it's the truth, Jim. If there was a fear-o-meter that we could look at right now, it'd be pegging pretty high, wouldn't it?
Well, that fear barometer would be real high right now. That's for sure.
And that's not good. But I'll tell you, when I started my business in '89, I had two kids and two mortgages, and that fear barometer motivated me to get up off my backside and go out and make something happen after I had been downsized in '89.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we can't let fear stop us. You know, fear is a very powerful emotion. You know, we tend to put it in a negative context, but fear can be very, very instructive, because once we really face it, we say, okay, what do I need to do to overcome that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you're exactly right, and fear is one of the original emotions for humans.
Yes.
And I'm declaring it to be the original emotion for the marketplace. Before there was greed, there was fear.
Right.
And so you're right that it can be productive. It just has to be dealt with, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You know, this is a time for acuity, both mental and emotional, and even spiritual. But this is a time to be real, and this is a time to be very, very accurate and to look at things, to feel things in a very sharp sense, to really bring things into focus right now. This isn't a time for inaccuracies or deceit.
But let me ask you a question, though, and I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you. And, of course, deceit, denial, those don't work right now. And denial and deceit do not slay fear at all. But there are people out there right now, Jim, who really, their confidence has been shaken. They're really on their heels right now. And even though, isn't it important that at this point in time, that they just do something? Isn't that one of the best ways to fight fear, is just to do something, even if they don't know that it's the right thing to do?
Oh, yes, yeah. The worst
just to move.
Yes, that's right. Create movement in your life. As a leader, You know, oftentimes I've been in situations where the future, there was no sense of the future, and there were no promises that we could make to our people, but what we could do is put them to work doing good things.
Mm-hmm.
And that brought the spirit back to the workplace. And so it is for us individually, there is so much to be done in the world. And if you mine your strengths, if you start taking a look at the things that you really love to do, and then you put those to work, you know, I tell people that you can discover purpose in a moment. Walk down the street,
mm-hmm.
you see a cigarette butt on the street,
right.
pick it up.
Clean up the street,
We're always being instructed. We always hear our own inner guidance that tells us mm-hmm. exactly what to do.
And it could be something as simple as that. One of the things one of my mentors told me years ago, Jim, he was talking to me about getting business. We both had jobs, and we had a going concern. I worked for him, and we were talking about my prospects. I was a young pup salesman, and he said, and I didn't have much of a prospect list. I wasn't doing a good job at the time, and he said, "Remember this, Jim. One prospect is no prospect."
That's beautiful.
And he said, because if you get a no from that one prospect, you're out of business. He said, you got to have a bunch of prospects to in order to be able to, you know, it is a numbers game. And so what I think people should do, and you know, I'm doing this in my own business right now, is making sure that I have as many prospects as I can find. And surely, you know, if I've done a good enough job, something good will happen. But if I only have one option, then I'm skating on thin ice, aren't I?
That's right. You know, I'm known in the networking circles here as being someone, for those who are in transition, they can have very easy access to me. I'll give them whatever time they need as long as they agree to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things I have them do is really start taking a look at what their skills are, what their strengths are, and how they can serve. Because so often people in transition come in actually with this game that says, well, I'm not going to ask you for a job, and I know that you don't know of anything, but secretly they're hoping that I do.
Right.
So we cut through that nonsense and really help them take a look at how they can uniquely serve others.
Right.
And then we'll start them doing that.
Hold on to that thought, Jim. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, Jim Manton is our guest. His book is called The Secret of Transitions. Manton is his last name. We'll take a quick one. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. A little heart bringing us back. That's Ann and Nancy Wilson, the Wilson sisters. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We booked it for you. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We got something for you. Anywhere in between those two times, there's something you can read, you can listen to. Check out my blog, my newsletter, my knowledge base. Also, you can find me on Twitter, at Jim Blasingame. That's all one word. On Twitter there. If you'll check that out, you'll find me there. And we're visiting with our friend Jim Manton, who is the author of The Secret of Transition. Jim, tell us how we can find you online. How do we find your book?
You can find me at mantonadvisory.com, or you can go to secretoftransitions.com.
Okay.
And you'll find us. The book's easily accessible on Amazon.
All right, so check it out, The Secret of Transitions. So Jim, when you're helping people with their careers, making transitions, and some people are in dire straits right now. I mean, there are people who are out there who are desperate. Many people are, and do you find people who have that sense of urgency? Do you find them receptive to your concept of finding meaning in their transition?
There are are two kinds of urgency that I run into. One is financial and the other is emotional. The financial, if you have to do something to feed yourself or to meet your obligations or to take care of people, then, the real focus is to take care of that basic need.
Right.
Long term, no one ever escapes the emotional side of this, which is about achievement, happiness, significance, legacy, those things that we'll strive for the rest of our lives. And so I tell people, if you don't have to, don't settle.
Mm-hmm.
Your life's far too important to settle for anything right now.
But do you put people on a twin track, though, if they do have to settle, as you say, and make sure they feed the family, keep life and limb together?
Yeah.
Do you encourage them to keep a parallel universe of meaning going on and never losing sight of that as well?
Oh, absolutely. I call it a bridge strategy.
How do they
strategy.
Do that?
Yeah, I call it a bridge strategy. So what we do is always start with how we best serve. In other words, what are our skills? What are our strengths? What are those great personal attributes that we have? And I help people mind that by taking a look at those accomplishments that they're most proud of, the great challenges, and out of those stories, there's a wealth of information. Of course, there's all kinds of tests and assessments that we can do to help people. But the main thing is to put what you love doing to work to help somebody else, another company, another situation get even better. And once people start thinking about that, as soon as they stop thinking about themselves and start thinking about, I am absolutely committed to making something else even better, then they've just improved their chances of getting back to work by about 1,000%.
The world's networking guru is Ivan Meisner. He's a friend of mine, president of Business Network International. And he says it this way, what you just said, givers gain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so your points are right on for the 21st century, Jim. Because in the 21st century, if you want to be successful with customers, make sure that it's all about them. And frankly, Jim, what I tell people is, if you really want to get them to be loyal to you and not want to go anywhere else, help them serve their customers. Blow right through your customers and help their customers. What do you think?
Oh, that's ultimately why we're all here, is to serve. Because you know what? If we're not serving, we're not going to be in business very long.
Right. Because everything else is a commodity, isn't it?
Oh, so much so. And speaking of commodities, you know, if you take a look at executives who are in transitions, whether they're business owners or otherwise, these people are 40 to 60 years old. There are thousands of them out there right now, and there always have been. Since, you know, we've been flattening organizations for the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
So to distinguish oneself, if you can't say specifically how you're going to elevate another organization, then you're just going to be one of a thousand.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I mean, the product of the month has been a dead strategy for a long, long time.
Right.
But it's never been, you know, but this whole idea of serving people, the times when I get my customers, their eyes to light up the most is not when I say, this is what I can do for you, but when I say, this is what I can do to help you do something for someone else. That's
yeah.
when the lights really come on.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Because you know, yeah, I think that goes back to this element of significance and legacy. You know, that
mm-hmm.
that significance, standing by yourself, there is absolutely there's no comparison. There's nothing to contrast. But as soon as we take a look to the outside and see where we're making a difference and helping other people make a difference, then we're on track.
Yeah, well said. And give us the website again, Jim.
That's MantonAdvisory.com.
All right. That book is called The Secret of Transitions. Hey, Jim, I've enjoyed this. Will you come back another day?
I will.
We've enjoyed having you. We'll see you next time.
Thank
Jim
you.
Manton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. One more segment after this one with our good friend Bill Connerly. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.